strength of a trust. And I am a player. And that's why this show is called Trust Opinions.
Hello, hello, welcome to Trash Opinions, where we talk all things trash. I am your host, Trash, and today we are talking about the first Guitar Hero game, more specifically the soundtrack. You know what I love? Rock music. What else do I love? Video games. Put them together, you get Guitar Hero, which is a series that I latched onto pretty much immediately as they were coming out while I was in high school. I was never, like, super good at it. I can play most songs on hard, but expert, I will say I can beat at least half of a game's songs on expert, but when it came to the harder songs, I would just stick to hard. Some of my friends were ridiculously good, though, like beating Dragon Force on expert level good, which is why when it came to Rock Band, I was relegated to vocals as I let my more talented friends take over on guitar and bass. We called ourselves Skullfuck. We 100%ed the achievements on most of those games, even getting the Iron Bladder Award achievement in Rock Band 2, which was actually a planned out event for us. We almost failed it on Visions. We got the achievement though, and it was beautiful. Man, those were the times. Anyway, what was always important to me was the soundtrack. I think why the reason the revival of Guitar Hero failed is it didn't have the same metal and rock focused soundtrack, instead containing more pop and appealing more to the normies. Normies weren't the ones buying every version of Guitar Hero. It was us, the weirdos, the people who wanted to FC Jordan. Anyway, in this ranking, I will be looking at just the songs by themselves, ignoring how fun or iconic they were within the Guitar Hero sphere. This is just about the music, man. Anyway, so my tiers go as follows. There's 10 out of 10, which is for songs that are among my favorites of all time, songs I have a strong attachment to, songs that make me glad music exists in this universe. Next is In the Rotation, which is songs I would go out of my way to listen to, songs I would look up on Spotify to listen to without being forced to, like with this list. Decent is songs I won't complain about if people put them on, but I would never actually seek out these songs myself unless I was doing a list like this. Meh is for songs that do nothing for me, and terrible is for songs that I would either tell you to turn off or side-eye you for liking such crap. Luckily, Guitar Hero tends not to have much straight-up crap, but there is some here. Now, my musical opinions are my musical opinions and mine alone. If you disagree with this ranking, that's okay, and I'd love to see your own personal rankings. I actually wanted to avoid doing anything music-related on this channel, as music snobs are some of the most annoying people on the planet. Okay, I like Fantano, but not everyone is like, hey, you're allowed to like stuff I don't like he does. That's my entire vibe for this channel, so I never want to feel like I'm imposing my opinions on everyone, unless it's something important. If everyone was the same, the world would be a boring-ass place, so take my opinions, as always, with a grain of salt. In fact, take every YouTuber's opinions with a grain of salt. Anyway, that being said, let's get right on into ranking every song from Guitar Hero, starting with the first song you most likely played, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I don't love the song. There's much better classic Joan Jett and the Blackhearts songs like Bad Reputation, Hate Myself for Loving You, and I'd even prefer their covers of Do You Want to Touch Me or Cherry Bomb. I've always felt like I Love Rock and Roll just left so much to be desired. It's like the Beverly Hills of punk, where it's just so basic and nothing structurally. There's a lot of dead air in the song, and I know Basic is pretty much Joan Jett and the Blackhearts' entire discography, but this is just way too basic for me. I never really liked it. It's such a nothing song to me. I get why it's in the game. It's a good, simple song to teach somebody how to play the game. It's funny because I am a big fan of Riot Girl, but I was never big on Joan Jett. Anyway, Weird Al version is better. Going into meh. I Wanna Be Sedated by the Ramones. I fucking love the Ramones. I know I just trashed Joan Jett for being basic, but the Ramones are just fun. I don't care if Rockaway Beach and Rock and Roll High School are the same song. I've also seen Marky Ramone live with Osaka Popstar. Remember them? They did that punk rock Sailor Moon theme that kicked ass. Anyway, the Ramones rule. They make me so happy. It's for sure nostalgia because the Ramones just brings me back to elementary school. I'm a huge fan of their self-titled Rocket to Russia, Road to Ruin. I was really into Ramones. And I Wanna Be Sedated isn't my favorite Ramones song, but it's for sure one of the many great classic punk songs that they have, and it's going into the rotation. Thunder Kiss 65 by White Zombie. I fucking love White Zombie. As much as I love some of Rob's solo stuff, nothing will ever beat those OG White Zombie albums. Thunder Kiss is no Black Sunshine or More Human Than Human, but it's still a damn good funk metal jam. Kinda awesome how Beavis and Butthead airing this music video on their show helped prepare Rob Zombie into the cultural zeitgeist, and without that happening, we never would have gotten Rob Zombie, the mediocre horror director. I kid, his movies are okay. I haven't seen Monsters yet, I heard it's terrible. Shame, because I loved the Monsters as a kid. Anyway, Rob Zombie is dope. I've seen him live. He's going in the rotation. Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. I never understood why people hated on the song. It jams. It's crunchy. It's such a classic 70s stoner jam. It's like hating on Slow Ride or Double Vision. Deep Purple is also just a super underrated band. Check out their other stuff if you get a chance. Highway Star is cool. Space Truckin', Lazy. It's a lot better than Smoke on the Water, but it's still a jam, and I would still throw this song into decent. Infected by Bad Religion. Now this is where some people are gonna hate me. I never understood why people really liked Bad Religion. I'm talking, I know more than one person with a Bad Religion tattoo. I never understood how such an okay band had such a huge following. It's like them and Social Distortion are the two punk bands that I never understood why they were so popular. Infected, however, is one of the few decent songs they have. It's never going into any rotation of mine, but just to avoid the hate mob, I'm just gonna throw it in decent. Iron Man by Black Sabbath. First off, anything from Paranoid is automatically going high, and Iron Man happens to be one of my favorite songs on the entire album. Song fucking rocks, has an iconic guitar riff, one of the most iconic, I would argue, and then it has Ozzy on vocals. It's a perfect classic metal song. Such a great song inspired by Ozzy saying the riff sounded like an Iron Bloke, and I kinda wish the song was called Iron Bloke now. Solo rules too, this is actually going into 10 out of 10. More Than a Feeling by Boston.
But will it do the ultimate song? Boston's More Than a Feeling.
Can I borrow a feeling? I have tons of nostalgia about this song. This song just reminds me of my dad. Boston gets dismissed a lot as a dad rock band named after a place in America, but that self-titled album is fucking great. Just fantastic song after fantastic song. More Than a Feeling is no Peace of Mind, but it's such a good song and one of the highlights of the entire album. Brad Delp's vocals are just so incredible on this song too. It can go in the rotation. You've Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest. Okay, this is legit one of my favorite heavy metal songs of all time. It's so badass yet so flamboyant. It's a perfect encapsulation of that 80s era of heavy metal, and it was coming from one of the legends of the genre. Screaming for Vengeance is one of my favorite albums of the 80s too. It's so good. It rocks the entire way around, and this song was also in Vice City, so that's always a plus. Rob Halford is also just iconic, one of the biggest badasses metal has ever seen. How the man is still screaming in falsetto in his 70s astounds me. Fucking love Judas Priest. 10 out of 10. Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. I have a special relationship with the song. I got really into indie rock in the mid-2000s, and Franz Ferdinand was my door into that world. Thanks to them, I got into some of my favorite bands ever, like Modest Mouse, The Shins, The Decemberists, Neutral Milk Hotel. Like, I have a lot that I owe to Take Me Out. It might be one of the most important songs of my teenage years. That being said, Take Me Out is a perfect song, and probably my pick for the best rock song in the entire decade. I like it that much. It rocks while also being artistically interesting and catchy and poppy enough to throw it on at a normie party with nobody having any issue with it. That riff is just amazing too. It's too important to me. It's gotta go with a 10 out of 10. Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top. ZZ Top was never one of my favorite bands, but I always respected them and thought they were cool. How could you not with those beards? Billy Gibbons is also kind of a legend. Sharp Dressed Man is a solid ass song. I would probably never put ZZ Top on any playlist of mine, but it could go into decent. Killer Queen by Queen. Anything Queen is automatically great. However, Killer Queen was never one of my favorite Queen songs, but it still fucking rules. Lyrically incredible. Vocals are always a 10 out of 10 from Freddie. It's just a really interesting and unique song you won't get from any other band. It's so very distinctly Queen. It oozes Freddie. Should it go into 10 out of 10? Probably. Yeah, I'll put it there. Queen kinda deserves it. It's going in 10 out of 10. Hey You by the X's. I've heard a couple people say they absolutely love this song, and I kinda get where they're coming from, but I just don't feel what they feel from this song. It's a perfectly serviceable mid-2000s rock song. It's not bad at all. I just never really thought anything of the song other than, yeah, it's alright. It can go into decent. Stellar by Incubus. Listen, I love Incubus, but there's just so much better shit than the second best single of Make Yourself. A pretty mid album. I mean, at least it's not Drive. I honestly would have much preferred Pardon Me, or even something off Science, or Morning View, or A Crow Left of the Murder, but yeah, Stellar is an alright pick, I guess. It's a decent enough love song, sure, but like, I don't know. There's just way better Incubus songs, and I get some people fucking love Stellar, but it's okay to me. It can go into decent. Heart Full of Black by Burning Brides. What the hell is this bar band crap? Why even make a rock band if you're just gonna make the most generic shit ever? Straight up cock rock. Apparently this is the only single the band ever released, and I can't imagine anyone being super stoked for their inclusion into this set list. This is just crap. Going into terrible. Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth. I fucking love Megadeth. A lot of people put them last out of the big four of thrash, but come on, they're at least better than Anthrax. I personally put them second. Symphony of Destruction is nowhere near my favorite Megadeth song, but it has an iconic riff, so its placement in the game makes a lot of sense. It's not Peace Sells or Holy Wars, The Punishment is Due, or even Sweating Bullets tier. I'm thankful the next game has a much better Megadeth song in it, but still. But this is still in the rotation. Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie. David Bowie, one of my favorite classic rock artists of all time, off of one of my favorite albums from there. However, I've always thought this was one of the weaker songs on Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spider from Mars. This song just never really did much for me, but even the Bowie songs I'm not super attached to are still a lot better than most songs, and it's not like I'm going to skip it on the album, so I'm going to throw it in the rotation. Fat Lip by Sum 41. Sum 41 was part of the first concert I ever went to. 10-year-old Trash would totally put this in 10 out of 10, but come on, Does This Look Infected is clearly the superior Sum 41 album, and I would much have preferred a song off of that over literally anything from All Killer No Filler, which is ironically not All Killer and mostly filler. It's still Sum 41 when they were at their peak, even if I do find this song kind of obnoxious these days. Like, these guys were 20-somethings playing with toys and really wishing they were part of the Jackass crew. It's funny to see now in 2024. It's such a time capsule. I have a soft spot for it, so it's going into decent. Cochise by Audioslave. First off, R.I.P. Chris Cornell. Dude was legitimately one of the greatest rock vocalists of my generation. I always wished I liked Audioslave more than I did, because the sum of its parts are absolutely amazing. The band of Rage Against the Machine with the vocals of Soundgarden? Match that should be made in heaven. Just, it always fell a little flat for me. Cochise was their big breakout hit, their explosion onto the scene. It does rip, I'll give it that, but is Audioslave ever going into my rotation? Fuck no. Going into decent. Take It Off by The Donnas. Did anyone actually like The Donnas? They had that one song, this song, and then they were just kinda gone. They might have had one other single that got play, but I don't even remember what it was. I tend to dig girl punk, but this isn't it. Going into meh. Unsung by Helmet. Meantime is legit one of my favorite rock albums of the 90s, and Unsung is a big part of why. One of my favorite riffs ever, it always gets stuck in my head, the da-da-da, da-da-da, It's so fucking awesome. It's hard hitting and beautiful, which is what the best hard rock is made of. The instrumental just shreds. It has some kick-ass drumming. The bass is so good, and the vocals are so crisp. It's just a fantastic rock song. Solid. Very solid track, and a fantastic inclusion into this game. 10 out of 10. Fucking love Helmet. Spanish Castle Magic by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. For this, I will be going by the album version, the one with the vocals, not the instrumental only made for Guitar Hero. Were they not able to find a singer who could do a good Hendrix impression? Whatever. Okay. Anyway, anything Hendrix does is really high for me. It's as high as Hendrix was. I like that they went with such a Hendrix deep cut here, and one of the better ones. The song is incredibly groovy, crunchy as fuck, and has that iconic Jimi Hendrix swagger that only he can pull off. It's going in the rotation. Great song. Higher Ground by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We want Chili Willy! We want Chili Willy!
Alright, so, I fucking hate a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers songs, but I love their covers of old funk and R&B songs. This and Love Roller Coaster are some of my favorites of those. I love the funky vibe, and it's great hearing an upbeat, solid rock cover of a classic Stevie Wonder jam. It also reminds me of the Power Rangers movie, which is a distinction this and Dreams by Van Halen have. Flea's bass sounds so good in this song, too. It's going in the rotation. No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. This was actually the first song I ever tried playing, and I failed miserably. There has been a criminal lack of Queens of the Stone Age in both the Rock Band and Guitar Hero series, but I'm glad No One Knows at least got to be in. The drums are the star of the show here, and it's such a great classic early 2000s jam. Queens of the Stone Age were great. They kind of brought rock back. It's nowhere near my favorite Queens of the Stone Age song, but I'll always have a huge spot in my heart for the band, and I'll throw No One Knows in the rotation. Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Fuck yes. Best song in the game, bar none. Fucking love Ace of Spades so much. Motorhead is easily an S-tier metal band. I've seen people put Metallica above Motorhead, and I feel like James and Lars themselves would call you an idiot for saying that. Lemmy's vocals kick ass. The drums, bass, and guitar are all fast and hectic, but also just so tight. And just the entire vibe of the song is so right. This is what metal is supposed to be. I have such a fondness for Motorhead and how they changed music forever. There are few metal vocalists I like more than Lemmy. A staple for any poker night, Ace of Spades is absolutely 10 out of 10. Crossroads by Cream. I would have much preferred the Robert Johnson version, but the whitewashed version works too, I guess. I'm not crazy about the song, but I get its inclusion in the game. It's an iconic blues cover, and Eric Clapton is an iconic guitarist. It still just reeks of dad rock, though. It's at least decent. Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. I do love me some Blue Oyster Cult. Godzilla rules, like most Blue Oyster Cult songs. It's just such a fun song. It jams, there's not anything you could really complain about here. I love the little drum breakdown in the middle of the song, it's really trippy. The outro is good, yeah, it's just a good-ass song. It's going in the rotation. Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You mean that guy that plays the blues and died in an airplane crash?
No, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Steamy Ray Vaughan just shits his britches.
Texas Flood is such a crunchy little cover. I enjoy it. Not sure if I would ever go out of my way to ever listen to it, but it's a perfectly fine blues song. Little too long and drawn out for its own good, and the more it prattles on, the less I like it. But whatever, if you're in a sad mood, it's probably good, so it's decent. Frankenstein by Edgar Winter Group. Oh, fuck yeah, Frankenstein fucking rules. It has an absolutely iconic opening riff, and it jams until just becoming this wild ride of just some solid-ass prog. It's a great instrumental song. It stays interesting the entire way through until just exploding into a wah-wahs and laser fest. I strongly recommend this one here. It's going into rotation. Cowboys from Hell, from Pantera. A lot of people dismiss Pantera as redneck metal, as they should, because they are. But Cowboys from Hell still kind of shreds. Fuck Phil Anselmo, but a couple Pantera tracks are still decent. I used to be a lot more into them back in high school, but I drifted away from them over the years for personal reasons and the fact that I kind of realized that they suck. And whatever, it's going into decent. Bark of the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy is on the rock Mount Rushmore for me, so I absolutely adore most of his classic songs. Bark at the Moon is one of the best solo songs and albums, even though it's nowhere near as good as any of his stuff from Paranoid. Ozzy is a fucking icon. I will be so sad the day he is no longer with us, and I am only saying that because I know it's coming and it's gonna destroy me. Ozzy is always dope in my book. He's going into rotation. And there it is. That's all 30 songs in Guitar Hero. Oh, what was that? Bonus songs? Fuck. I have to do the bonus songs. Okay. I do remember a couple of these being pretty good, but also a lot being pretty mediocre. Anyway, here we go. Bonus songs. All of This by Seamus. This isn't bad. I'm not sure if I would ever listen to this on my own, but it's not horrible. It has kind of a 90s pop rock vibe to it. It's going in decent. Behind the Mask by Anarchy Club. This one isn't bad either. It's kind of generic and basic, but it has a catchy enough chorus for me to kind of like it. It's a bit of an earworm, but in a good way. It could go into decent. The Breaking Wheel by Artillery, later known as The Breaking Wheel, the band. So it's Breaking Wheel, Breaking Wheel. Okay, let's go. This sounds like it should be on a soundtrack for some PS2 game, which, okay, technically I guess it is, but you know what I mean. It's a menu song from an extreme BMX game or something. I'll pass. Meh. Call Out by the Acrobrats. Shit, turns out the bonus tracks aren't all that bad. I enjoyed this one too. Generic 90s punk song, but it's still pretty solid for what it is. It's going in decent. Cavemen Rejoice by The Bags. I actually kind of liked this one too for about a minute, then it just goes on way too long without changing anything up. I'm going to call this one pretty meh. Cheat on the Church by Graveyard Barbecue. Fucking terrible band name, but whatever. This one is pretty crap. Nothing special, trying to be Clutch meets Rob Zombie or some shit. Real local opening band vibe from this one. Apparently they won a contest to be in the game. I say it was either rigged or every other band just sucked that much. Anyways, going into terrible. Decontrol by Drift. Not a fan. Way too generic for me. Meh. Eureka, I Found Love by The Upper Crust. This just sucks. Generic, and just laughably lame. Terrible. Even Rats by The Slip.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Derivative. That I love. I absolutely love.
This song is so nostalgic for me, and I remember playing Even Rats even more than most of the main set list. It's just so good. It's a gorgeous song, and the outro is just so fucking good. It's beautiful, and as much as I want to put it way up top just based on how much of a personal attachment I have to the song, I'm instead just going to put it in rotation. Farewell Miss by Made in Mexico. It's nice to see some Spanish guitar up in this game. I actually really like this song. It's really noisy, really unique for the soundtrack, and it kind of fucking rocks. This is another bonus song I ended up really liking. Ironically, the guitar is the sloppiest part of the song, but it kind of complements it. It's weird, and that's what I appreciate about it. I forgot about this song, but I can definitely see myself listening to this outside of the game in the future. I'm going to put this in the rotation. Fire It Up by Black Label Society. Zakk Wylde showing up for a Guitar Hero payday, because of course he does. I have never seeked out Black Label Society's music because I always found it to be kind of generic metal for as talented of a dude he is, but I have seen them live, which is more than I can say about any of these bonus songs artists, and I've heard so many songs by them. They just know how to be fucking everywhere. Oh yeah, right, the song. Yeah, it sure is a Zakk Wylde song. It's going in decent. Fly on the Wall by Din. Kind of generic and passionless if you ask me. Will not remember this song. Going into meh. Get Ready to Rock by Freeze Pop. Fuck yeah, get some pop music up in here. I fucking love Freeze Pop more for what they represented, more than for their actual music. But this Guitar Hero mix of the song is just so much fun. It's funny because I will never listen to Freeze Pop outside of the game because I just rather listen to better pop music. But within the game of Guitar Hero, they're always a blast to see and I'll always give them their credit. It's decent. Guitar Hero from Monkey Steals the Peach. Crap like this is why I didn't want to do the bonus songs. What is this? This sucks. This is Rex Viper tier shit. This is terrible. Hey, by Honest Bob and the Factory, the Dealer Incentives. I always like the inclusion of Honest Bob in these games. It's like the Guitar Hero version of They Might Be Giants or Violent Femmes. I like it. It's decent. Sail Your Ship by Count Zero. The sound mixing on this is fucking awful. Holy shit, this may be the worst one yet. I don't know how it managed to be obnoxious and boring at the same time. This sucks. It's terrible. Story of My Love by The Model Sons. This is fun. I dig it. I might not remember this song in a few hours, but I won't complain if you put it on. It's not bad. It's going into decent. Alright, and that's all 47 songs. What? There's two more? Action replay codes? What? Okay, apparently there's two extra songs that I didn't know about that can be accessed through the use of a cheating device, and like a real rockstar, you can cheat and then access these songs. Are they good? Let's see. Triplet by Andrew Bush. I don't fucking know. This song seems like it could have been the Jordan of this game. It's alright. It seems like a cool video game boss battle song, I guess. It's going in decent. Graveyard Shift by Unknown Artist. Ooh, a Guitar Hero mystery. It's no Like the Wind, but it's just kind of generic garage punk. I've also seen this accredited to Gurney, but I don't know. It still says Unknown Artist on a lot of sources. Who cares? It still kind of sucks. It's going into meh. Blim Blam Bloop, that's a Guitar Hero tier list right there. If you enjoyed this, please let me know. I like doing random tier lists here and there in the middle of bigger projects. Like, I'll probably do this during any other future big projects, just to have a couple, like, small tier lists. But this I can turn into a project too. I can just do every single Guitar Hero and Rock Band game, even the ones that have over 80 songs on it. Yeah, that sounds like a great time. Anyway, so 46 is coming soon, and it should be coming out soon. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope to see your own lists in the comments. That'd be cool. But anyway, goodbye. Thank you so much. You're a legend.
You have played Guitar Hero enough to reach 1 million points. Congratulations. You are...